According to a new study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, home births increased by 20% between 2004 and 2008. Why is that? Is it a lack of insurance or a rejection of the hospital and its technology, or maybe something some doctors call feminist machoism? Robbie Davis Floyd is a medical anthropologist at the University of Texas at Austin. She's had a home birth. She's an advocate for home births, not unassisted ones, but those with a trained midwife. And Dr. Davis Floyd, Robbie, joins us. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, we say that they've home births have increased, but still they represent less than a percent of births in the U.S. And we know they're as old as time. In the 1900s, 95% of births in the U.S. were at home. But why do you think there is a jump now?
This phenomenon is driven primarily by white middle-class women, educated, highly educated white middle-class women who find multiple reasons for choosing births at home, among which we do not include female machoism. That is a ridiculous term coined by the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology to disparage women who actually believe that they can give birth on their own. What a concept, right?
And yet, the safety issue, because, I mean, that's obviously something that people are interested in. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, that has something at stake here. They warn that home births can be unsafe. And we all have heard the anecdotal story. There was a woman here in Boston, Jennifer Holloman, who was in labor for 24 hours at home before she went to the hospital and found out she'd actually lost the baby. Her midwife failed to detect an infection that caused some complications. You say at-home births are safer. Do we have stats?
We do have stats. There was a study published in the British Medical Journal in 2005 by Ken Johnson and Betty Ann Davis. It was a study of 7,000 courses of care that were planned to be home births. And out of those 7,000 planned births to take place at home with a midwife, 88 out of 100 of them successfully took place at home. 12 out of 100 were transported to the hospital. 9 of those 12 transports were preventative to make sure nothing did go wrong or just because it looked like something might. And 3 were emergencies. So this shows that home birth midwives are very consistently careful.
Some of the other reasons that we read in an Associated Press piece that appeared here in the Boston Globe that women choose home births: cost. You know, some women don't have insurance.
That is absolutely true. And a vaginal birth in the hospital can cost anywhere from $7,000 to $10,000. A cesarean section can cost between $20,000 and $30,000. Whereas a professional midwife who attends you at home for 9 months of prenatal care is $2,500 to $4,000.
Well, tell us more about the midwives. They're not regulated in 23 states, including Massachusetts, where there's now legislation to regulate midwives. So how do they function, practice outside of hospitals?
The certification is called the Certified Professional Midwife, CPM, and there are now close to 2,000 CPMs practicing in the U.S. They are legal, licensed, and regulated in 27 states, illegal in 9 states where they're fighting for the right to be legal, licensed, and regulated, and then they are in a sort of a gray area in the other states where they're not regulated and not legal and not licensed but not illegal either. Mm-hmm. And in all those states, they've been working for decades to try to get laws to achieve the same kind of legalization and licensure that they have in those 27 states.
So obviously somebody considering home births might want to consider in their state how it's regulated, but also who it is. I mean, some midwives, we understand, have a whole course of training. Others have what?
The certification, again, it's called the CPM, Certified Professional Midwife. It requires about an average of 3 years of training. The midwife can go either to a vocational school, a formal school, that's a 3-year school, or she can train by apprenticeship. Both midwives trained, home birth midwives trained in schools and in by apprenticeship, have to take and pass the same exam administered by the North American Registry of Midwives. Every year, the number of students taking that exam goes up. So I think we can fairly say that one reason for the increase in home birth is the increase in access to trained professional midwives who are available in your community to attend a home birth.
Well, as we've said, some doctors' organizations and many doctors themselves are against home births. They'd prefer that midwives operate in and are connected to a hospital. But we also know about Dr. Joel Evans, who told the AP that the medical establishment is resistant to change How is the medical establishment reacting, especially when we see this uptick in home births?
Very badly. Most OBGYNs have absolutely no experience in home birth. They are basically trained in high-risk obstetrics. They're trained to intervene at every turn. So, of course, they would think that home birth is risky because at home birth, you don't intervene. You support the mother. You make sure she's up and walking around. You're constantly monitoring the baby to check its vital signs. Whereas in the hospital, women are trapped in bed. They're not allowed to move around. They're all on the electronic fetal monitor. And cesarean rates are very, very high because birth just doesn't really work very well when you intervene with it that much.
And tell us more. Some of us have been to home births. Some listeners, I'm sure, have had them. But tell us more about that, how it looks and feels.
Women choose all kinds of ways to give birth. Maybe they have a hot tub and they want to give birth in that. Maybe they give birth on their back deck in the sunshine on top of quilts. It's just whatever makes you feel comfortable and safe.
But again, back to the safety. What's the thing that you've observed in researching this is the most important thing to do or have on hand or know if it doesn't work? I mean, yes, you say that it's safer statistically than in the hospital, but that one time that it isn't safe, you're not in a hospital.
That's exactly right. That's why I don't advocate for unassisted home birth. I advocate for planned midwife-attended home birth. Midwives are trained in signs that indicate that transport is necessary. Mm-hmm. Midwives also carry emergency equipment. They are trained in neonatal resuscitation. They have emergency drugs to stop hemorrhages if they should happen at home. They have a wide repertoire of skills to deal with emergencies that do happen at home, but an even wider repertoire of skills to transport to the hospital appropriately so that those emergencies do not happen at home.
Robbie Davis Floyd, a medical anthropologist at the University of Texas at Austin, talking about a recent uptick in home births, still just a small percentage, less than 1% of American births, but a 20% jump in those choosing it. Dr. Davis Floyd, Robbie, thanks so much for speaking to us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.